Kenya's president asked the United States today to lead a greater international effort to stabilize neighboring Somalia. President Mwai Kibaki said Somalia is a high priority for both the US and Kenya, while US President Joe Biden added the US is committed to helping Kenya see regional stability. Somalia hasn't had an effective central government in 19 years, a situation that has allowed militancy and piracy to flourish. Father Sean O'Leary is the director of the Dennis Hurley Peace Institute, connected to the South African Bishops' Conference. He says that Somalia is out of control and that something must be done to prevent terrorists in the country from destabilizing neighboring nations and breeding terror globally.
There's no doubt that Somalia does pose a threat, not only within the country, but to all its neighbors and beyond in the African continent. In a period where they're trying to consolidate some form of democracy and stability, Somalia is simply totally out of control. It has the possibility to go beyond the borders. It can destabilize the whole Ethiopian situation. It can destabilize a very fragile country like Kenya. Look, it's well-known fact that Somalia is a breeding ground for terrorists in the world, that there are Al-Qaeda operatives working in Somalia, being trained in Somalia, and probably in Yemen as well. Now, the aim of terrorism is not just to kill people, it's to bring fear into society, and they're doing it extremely well. So I do agree with the concerns of all the neighbors of Somalia, the greater Africa, and the rest of us in the world to say that something has to be done about that. But you cannot, it will not be a military solution. The only way forward will be some kind of dialogue. The problem with Somalia is to identify who to dialogue with.